Welcome to another AAT podcast, which this time is looking ahead to the important yearly task of completing and submitting forms P9D, P11D, and the P11DB annual return of Class 1A National Insurance contributions for the tax year 2009-10. This is one of those jobs that seem to be a real chore for many people, and too many employers and their advisors leave everything until the last minute, which is a bad mistake. In my humble opinion, it's never too soon to start, and much can be done throughout the tax year to make it easier when that deadline is getting closer. The statutory deadline for submission of the forms P9D, P11D and the P11DB return is the 6th of July 2010, which this year falls on a Tuesday. I certainly hope the sun is shining in Southend-on-Sea when I take those last-minute ones that I always end up with each year because some of my clients leave everything until the last minute. But wait a minute, because there are two earlier dates that may be relevant to the reporting of expense payments and benefits in kind. Surprisingly, the first date that concerns me is the 19th or 22nd of April 2010, the payment deadline for any outstanding Class 1 National Insurance contributions, where it is important to remember that some expense payments or benefits that will be reported on the P11D may have attracted a Class 1 National Insurance contributions liability. These are the blue boxes on the P11D. The obvious ones include taxable vouchers to be reported at Section C of the P11D, or school fees paid or reimbursed by the employer, which will be reported at Section M of the P11D and might be a brown box or a blue box. This needs checking now, not at the end of June or beginning of July, when it will be too late. The next date to think about is the 19th of May 2010 statutory date for submission of the P35 Employer's Annual Return, where on page 4 at Section 5, we are asked to say whether completed forms P11D and the P11DB return are due or are not due. An early decision should be made on whether P11Ds and the P11DB are due or are not. HMRC are likely to issue P11DB penalty notices if they are due and then nothing is received, so be careful what box you tick. Another key deadline to be noted is the 19th or 22nd of July, which is the Class 1A NIC's payment deadline. That's something everyone should put in their diary now and be ready to remind your client or your employer and in good time to ensure that the payment is received by HMRC no later than the 19th of July if paying by cheque, or that the monies are received in HMRC's new bank account by Wednesday the 22nd of July if paying by an acceptable electronic payment method.